11th peg of Zvachim, 4th Mishnah, Echad HaBeged, Ve'echad HaSak, Ve'echad HaOr, all the things that if the blood of the Chattas fell on them, they need kibbutz, whether it's a regular garment of cloth, or it's a sack, it's a sackcloth made out of, very often made out of goats here, and even it's a hide. All these things turn kibbutz b'makom kodesh. So here's the special thing. It's not enough to send it to the Chinese laundromat. It has to be done in the makom kodesh. Yeah. Makom kodesh means in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. Shviras Kli Cheres, if the Kli Cheres that was used for cooking Karbonis, that have to be broken because it has leftover Karbonis absorbed into it. Also, the Mokum Kodesh is also in the Beis HaMikdash area, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Mirikir Shtifa Kli Nechoshes, copper kalim that were used for cooking Kodshim after the time expired, or before the time expired, so that you should be able to use it later, needed to be washed off and purged in boiling water. This also was done by Makom Kodesh in the courtyard. In this point, Chattas is more stringent than Chattas from other Kodesh Kodoshim. That by Chattas, if the blood came on a garment, it needs to be washed off. And also by Kli Cheres, it has to be broken. But Lemaise, we'll see later on that to purging the blias from a metal kli that was used for kabbanas has to be done by other kabbanas also. Why should it be?